Welcome to the A1 Content Podcast. My name is John, and today we're talking about how to get Google to index your website. All right, before we get into it, I'd like to just say a huge thank you for all of you that are listening. Our show is starting to grow a little bit quicker now that we've decided to upload podcast episodes every single week. So I thank you for that. And today we're just going to talk about some real quick things you can do to get Google to index your website pretty quickly in most cases. So just following these tips will definitely get you in the right direction. So without waiting around too much longer, let's get right into it. Okay, so in today's episode, we'll be discussing the three fundamental processes that make up the foundation of search engine optimization, or SEO, as I'll refer to it many times through the podcast, and how to remove low-quality pages and create a regular content removal schedule so that you can keep your content fresh and relevant to Google searches for your website. So I think the first thing I'll do is we'll answer the question, you know, what is crawling, indexing, and ranking? What does that all mean in terms of Google search results? So first, let's start with the crawling. Crawling refers to the process by which search engines discover new and updated pages on the internet. This is done by using software called spiders or bots. All those things are usually used to crawl every single website. You can turn them off, but if you don't at the default setting, they're crawling your site. So they'll come to your website, they'll follow the links from one page to another, and then they'll index all the content that they find during that crawl. That's the most basic explanation on like what crawling is, and the rest of this episode is really going to go into why it's important to have your site crawled, why to have the content updated for each crawl. Since it is happening multiple times a week, you can even request a crawl of your website. So we'll go into some of that, but next we're going to talk about what indexing is. Now we have your pages on your website all getting crawled by Google and other search engines, and with that information, basically what Google is going to do is now index your paging. So indexing refers to the process that Google does to organize the pages that were crawled during that first part of the process and adding them to the search engine's database. So this huge database of everything on the internet, and the database is then used to deliver those results when users go to Google and they'll start looking for, relevant search terms or problems that they have. And those are the types of things you want to keep in mind in terms of like what the user is searching on Google for your website to show up. So again, that goes into like what keywords you're going to use on your web pages and those types of things. So now we have the web pages crawled, all the internal links follow to pages, the menus are moving the spiders and the bots around, and now we have enough information to have your site indexed on Google. And now we're going to talk about how all of that crawled information that just got indexed into Google's database has to do with how you're ranking in the search results for specific search terms among all the competition out there. Ranking on Google, it's pretty straightforward. It's basically the process that Google uses to determine the relevance and the importance of your web page and your website, your landing page, even your videos on YouTube in relation to a specific search query. So a user types in leaky roof fix in near me, and those types of pages are going to show up, some more relevant than others. Of course, it's going to be based on what information you have on your website, how it's crawled, indexed, and then how it ranks among the rest of the web pages out there. So search engines basically use algorithms to evaluate the quality, the relevance of your website based on the term, and then it assigns it a ranking in the search results, ultimately spot 1, 2, 3, 4, page 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And that's how your web page will show up or rank on the search engine results. So now we have your site crawled and indexed, and you basically, your website is indexed, so now it will be visible to the users on the search results, and now you can work on getting it ranked higher in those search results to get more traffic. So moving from page 2 to page 1 in Google search results, for example, will easily increase your traffic to your website. There's plenty of information on that out there. Just do a Google search to find out, where your traffic might increase if you move from out of the top 10 results into the top 10 results. And there's a lot of valuable information like that. So there's a lot of jokes out there on the internet that basically you could hide a dead body on page 2 because nobody ever goes there. Google's become so good that all index content that's relevant to your search query is on the first page, first 10 results in most cases. So page two is rarely ever visited. And you're definitely working towards getting results for your website to show up on the first page of Google. So that's going to give you the ultimately best traffic. Now we're going to talk about some tips on how you can get your site indexed quickly if it's not indexed already. One of the first things you can do is you can add your website to Google Search Console. It's free from Google. It's not Google Analytics. It's separate from Google Analytics. But basically, it's a free tool that allows you to communicate with Google, providing them with information about your website. And when you submit your website to the Search Console, you can expedite the indexing process, because within that profile of your website in there, you can request crawls. You can request specific fixes to errors that might be popping up. You can check your robots.txt file and things like that. So it's kind of like the old webmaster tools, if you remember those from 10 or so years ago. It's a little more advanced, a little more modern, and there's a lot of really good tips in there. So getting that submitted and getting that recording data will be your first tip. Get that thing in there, request a crawl of your site, and get it indexed immediately. Creating a sitemap for your website is also a great way to get your site indexed on Google a little faster than if you didn't have one. Most websites are built on WordPress. These days, I believe, comes with a built-in sitemap, but basically a sitemap is a file that lists all the pages on your website. Makes it a lot easier for search engines to discover all the pages at once, index them immediately, and how they all interact with each other internally. And then basically it allows the spider, the Google bot, and the search engine bots to just travel through your website much quicker. So getting a sitemap up there in the Search Console, you can actually submit it right there. It automatically triggers a crawl, and then you're one step closer to getting indexed. The next tip for your website getting indexed is going to be using high quality internal and external links. So links to your website from other high quality websites can help. It's called backlinking. Google will use those links to create a little bit more of an algorithm ranking for your site. If you have other websites ranking to yours, it kind of shows authority, and it shows that these other places also like to cite your website information. So having those is definitely a bonus. Getting those can be a little bit difficult, but it is a bonus when you get that authoritative link juice, they call it, from another website linking to yours. And just like having good external links, having really good, clear, and descriptive internal links with your website also helps Google kind of flow through the structure of your website, other than having to use the main navigation structure about on the top of your website. If you pepper in internal links throughout your copy, your paragraphs, in the footer somewhere, so that the user has a free flow through the content of your site, Google will also have just as easy of a time getting from one page to the next and learning how they all connect to each other and communicate with each other, and how you're trying to build the story for the user that made it to your site from a relevant Google search. So having an internal link structure is very important as well. Not as much of a high priority as some of the other tips I just gave you to rank better or to get indexed, but using social media to promote your website will help as well. By, you know, promoting your website through Facebook and Twitter and those types of things, you can drive traffic to your site, and that gives Google the little signal that, you know, there's relevant content there and there's people traveling to it. So it's just another step up towards getting ranked faster or higher, getting indexed faster, is being able to show that your content is actually being, you know, utilized, read through, watched if it's a video, those types of things. You know, visitors are going there to consume the content. That's the main goal. And Google's definitely going to realize that through external promotion. So now we have your website crawled. We have it indexed. We have it ranking at some point. It may take a couple of months, you know, for Google to figure out where your website fits into the mix of all the competition out there. But, you know, for local businesses, it's not very difficult, even if you have a lot of competition, to show Google that you have relevant content that's relevant, you know, to the users, to the people searching for, you know, plumbing or roofers or HVAC technicians or something like that in the local area. So, those types of things will come quickly, but these tips will get you indexed much faster and making your way above the rest of the competition especially. So with that being said, it's also important to note that in order for a page to rank well in search results, it not only has to be valuable to the user, but also has to be unique. So you want to make sure that you're providing useful information that cannot be found on other websites. Now, we're not talking about plagiarism per se, but you don't want to just go copying and pasting content from a local moving company to yours because, you know, you also are a moving company and you're in the same area and you're trying to compete with them. There's very easy ways to spin content to make sure that you're providing the most unique version of it for the user that's searching on Google, especially for specific search results. So, you know, with that really good content to improve the quality of your website, it's also important to remove, regularly go through and remove low quality pages and create a regular content removal schedule. You can actually do this through Google Analytics. You can clearly see what pages are doing well and which ones aren't. You might go back 3 to 6 months just to see if there's any real traffic, if it's been indexed on Google, if it's, you know, gone from first page to second page to fifth page. And when it's not performing well, there's nothing that's going to hurt their website by removing it. This also improves the user experience. It also ensures that the search engines are only indexing the valuable content and unique content that you just are providing for the website visitor. So going through and pruning your content is definitely something that's worth putting the time into a couple of different times a year based on your analytics, and ultimately will help your site rank better because you're cleaning it out and making sure only the highest quality content is available for Google search crawls. I said that, you know, you can basically go through your analytics and see which pages are underperforming, but I also have a couple of tips here that I can run through real quickly just to see how you could identify those low quality pages. So basically you're going to get into analytics in your search console. You can identify pages on your website that have low traffic or a high bounce rate. Now, high bounce rate just means people came to your site and didn't visit a second page. So if that bounce rate is very high, 70, 80, 90% sometimes, depending on the content of that page, that could be considered pretty high, especially if you have internal links going to other pages on your site, but they decided not to use those links. They just backed to Google and went to a different page altogether. So that's definitely a checkbox that you can use to determine if a page is specifically a good candidate for removal from your site. So once you identified, say, 3 to 5 pages that probably aren't performing very well, I would just go with like a 10% rule. 10% of your pages, just look for 10% that aren't performing well and just see if they're worth deleting altogether. Or you can actually provide a redirect. You can redirect that content to a more relevant page on your site, or you can just delete them completely and decide to rewrite them or just leave them all altogether. Creating a content removal schedule is a nice way to keep everything organized. Now, depending on how much website traffic you get, this might be monthly, it might be bi-monthly, you might even be able to go 6 months and prune your content at that point. But setting aside time to review your website, identify any low quality pages that need to be removed, adjusted, or redirected, this will help ensure that your website is always providing the best possible user experience, which Google is weighing in heavily these days as they update each time they add a new core update to the search engine results. Not only does your website have to render good on mobile, it's also got to be a very good user experience, and they're going to be, you know, penalizing websites left and right if they don't provide, you know, straight up relevant content to the user search results query. One real quick tip, last tip I can provide for you is that to make sure that any non-indexed page that you might see in Google Search Console isn't actually an orphan page. So an orphan page is one that doesn't appear in the sitemap, it doesn't appear in internal links or even in the navigation, and that basically just means Google can't find the thing. So if you can't identify it to Google in through the normal ways, through the navigation or an internal link, and the crawl isn't picking this up, there's a couple real quick things, ways you can do to fix that. Just add it to your XML sitemap, add it to your top navigation menu anywhere it would fit relevantly, and ensuring there's a plenty of internal links from other pages of your site that point to this site. So you don't want this page just out there in the middle of nowhere. Back in the day, not having a single link to a page would have been okay, but Google wants to know that that page is connected to something. So at the very minimum, an internal link from another page that's relevant to that orphan page is enough. You don't always have to cram it into your main navigation. So those are just three real simple ways to fix an orphan page. And again, we'll also help you get, you know, indexed, crawled, indexed, and then rank for that stuff. So when you have a couple orphan pages out there, there's a couple of pages that aren't getting traffic. So it's valuable to your overall website experience and the user experience once they get there. So I think that's going to be it for this week's episode. Thanks again for listening. And I hope you found that you now have a better understanding of the three fundamental processes of search engine optimization and how they work together to deliver the most relevant and useful search results to users. We discussed the importance of crawling, getting your site crawl, which involves discovering new and updated pages on your website by the search engines using their bots or their spiders. We covered indexing and the organization of your pages, and then we just talked a little bit about how they are determined by relevance and importance to be ranked within Google for a specific search query. I then emphasized, you know, the importance of creating valuable and unique content in order to rank well. You definitely don't want to just be copying and pasting content. We shared tips for removing your low quality pages, creating a regular content removal schedule to help prune out that old content that's not getting any traffic, and making the quality of your website better. So remember, optimizing for crawling, indexing, ranking is crucial for increasing the visibility of your website and search results and driving more traffic to your site, which is clearly the main goal here. So thanks again for listening to the A1 Content Podcast and learning a little bit about getting your site indexed in Google. I hope you found this information helpful and useful to your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to get new content as I publish it on a weekly basis. I'd love to continue this conversation on Twitter, where you can find me at A1Content. I am also on Facebook. I am also on YouTube by the same names. Otherwise, you can visit my website at A1ContentServices.com for more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business. And you don't have to leave a review for the podcast. However, if you do know anybody else, a small business owner that might benefit from the information that you learned here today, just share the podcast with them. Word of mouth is the best way to spread the podcast love around. And I would appreciate that very much. Otherwise, I will see you guys next week.